Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Taylor Swift's 7th album, Lover, who, by the way, she had a huge night last night.
Big night.
Also, there's a very, very cool Toronto connection, if you haven't heard yet. So there's a school of music here in Toronto that is being sampled in a song on this brand new album. Let's take a listen to the song that Taylor Swift used this Regent Park Music School in. So that's on the song It's Nice to Have a Friend.
Yes. Walk me home, sidewalk chalk covered in snow. Well, you know, and the connection is that they're one of the producers is has worked with Taylor and spent 3 days working with students earlier to create all these songs. So that little piece is like added to that. And I think there's like some kind of donation or something.
Yeah, yeah. So the song is called Summer in the South is a song that they did on their album called Parkscapes.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, through this connection, got wind of the song and heard and decided to sample it. Here's what their version sounds like. So you hear like the harp and you hear the you know the xylophone. I think there's a steel pan in there and also kids singing in the back, of course. And they're like, yeah, let's get that into Taylor's album.
That's so great.
And they're going to be donating the royalties to building music programs in the area.
That's so great. Boy, if you can donate to Regent, I think I'm sure I was just looking on my Instagram feed. I donated a violin that I was not using anymore. Clearly, I'm not using
get
it anymore.
Get out of here.
And I have, yeah, I have a little, my first violin my dad and I went to go get before I start taking lessons that didn't pan out very well. I donated them because they're always looking for instruments.
Yeah.
They're always looking. So if you've got an unused instrument and it's not being played, then you can donate it to them. And that's awesome for their music program.
Yeah, music and arts funding in Toronto has been like really cut. I mean, everywhere in Ontario has been. And so, you know, they take care of 1,000 people between the ages of 3 and 18 at Regent Park School of Music. And it's just, honestly, it's like so close to our studio.
Yes.
And Frank Dukes is the name of the producer
yes.
who produced her album. He's from Toronto. He's probably one of the biggest producers in hip-hop and also in pop music. He's worked with so many incredible artists. I mean, Taylor Swift, Lorde, Camila Cabello, Travis Scott, Drake, Kanye West, Post Malone, The Weeknd. Like, he's huge, and he's here, and he's ours. And because of his connection to Regent Park School of Music, that's kind of how this all came to be, which is really cool. Like, there's a huge Toronto thumbprint on her album now as a result.
And because of him, they're going to be a part of history. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
We can always say, hey, I'm on Taylor's album.
Yeah. We can't even say that.
No, we
can't. That's pretty cool.
But that's awesome. That's a really good thing that they did. Big up to Frank for that, all right? It's funny to me, like the things that people, according to the survey, hate shopping for the most are actually things that either, all right, they're both cars and cable TV. Now, I like car shopping. I think once I figure out, because I'm a car guy, I figure out the car I want, I know how I want it, and I go into the dealership, and there's nothing the dealer can tell me to get my mind off of it. Like, and I've already figured out how much I'm willing to pay for it.
Well, as soon as you walked in.
Yeah, and like the burden of it, the burden's on you. This is what I want to pay for this car with these features.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to give me that at that price, to go back and drive my car that's in the lot. That's it. That's how I car shop.
But you're well-researched before you walk in.
Yeah, like I just know what I'm going to want. Yeah. You can't tell me how this works.
Right.
That's what I think car shopping is the easiest thing ever.
Yeah.
Plus, my credit is good. So there's really no negotiation, whatever.
Right.
People also, according to the survey, hate shopping for cable television. Is that even a thing anymore? Shopping for cable?
I don't even know. That wouldn't be on the list of what I think what people would send.
Well, what do you hate shopping for?
I'm with Caitlin on the bathing suit thing. If I have to buy something special for a special occasion, that's when I hate shopping because I will never find it. So I have to take advantage tomorrow of when I'm shopping. Oh, that's a really pretty dress. I should try that on because that would be a great event dress to put, you know, like something dressy. I don't like changing.
You mean like in the fitting room?
No, I don't. You take it off, you put it on. Okay, that's not working.
Yeah, it's a task.
The lighting is bad. Oh, not to mention I've gained a couple of pounds. So, you know, it's that whole, here's the reveal. Not so good, you know?
Women's clothing seems tough to me.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like with women's clothing, there's so many options and different ways. Like, number one, Any man will relate to this. The sizing for women's clothing is just strange to us. What is a size 10? Yeah. 10 what? What 10 are the units? What are the units?
It depends. And everybody has a different line. Everybody, their size 10 could be an 8, could be a 12 and another size. That's the other thing. When you have a number in mind, which now I think people are now letting go of that.
Okay.
In the sense of how they feel about their body image, they're going, okay, well, I've got big shoulders, so I've got a size 10, but really I'm a size 8. Don't look at the number. It's just the line and how they decide what their sizing is.
That's
all about.
Hard.
I really
feel for women on that one.
Well, because how do you order online?
I don't even know how you do it.
I don't either.
For guys, like, you know, if you wear a 34 waist, it's a 34. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Caitlin hates shopping for swimsuits.
Yeah, and I know people hate jeans, right?
Yeah, someone else texted in jeans. We've got a few more people who are with me on swimsuit shopping. Someone else hates shopping for bras. And then someone texted in and said, I've got 5 kids, and I hate shoe shopping for kids. Trying to get everyone to decide on what one they like, asking 100 times if they actually fit.
Right.
And telling them no to sparkly and flashy shoes that I know they'll dislike in a few months.
True. Mm-hmm. It's nothing's more frustrating too is when you are going into a room to change and you can only take so many items.
Yes.
And then you take and nothing fits.
None of them.
Nothing hangs properly. You just want to go, I can't find it. But then there are moments when things hit, all the planets align, and you are a good shopper.
Yeah, and you get that really great item that you keep forever, and that's the best. That's why we return to shopping, Marilyn.
I know that.
The success stories.
I know.
Are you guys good shopping for other people?
Yes.
Really?
Really good.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Really good.
That is
good.
The worst. I cannot shop for other people.
Oh, I'm good at it.
Like, nobody in my life likes Star Wars. I'm not getting you Star Wars pajamas.
I don't want sheets. That's
right.
Okay.
I shop for you. I'm usually just shopping for myself. We're talking about the things that people hate shopping for the most. The top two things surveyed are cars and cable television. Which is actually surprising to me because I happen to think those two things are very easy to shop for. On the cable front, you don't really have many options.
No, I know.
You know, you just say, boom.
I think it's people who are imagining, like, negotiating with the companies on the phone. Like, I want the best rate.
Yeah, and it's stressful.
And I think that's the same thing with car shopping. There's a negotiation factor, and people probably want to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
They find it hard to, like, you know, bargain with someone.
Let's talk about shopping, though, when we're talking about, like, appliances.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You go with your partner. Mm-hmm. You go into Best Buy. You used to be a Best Buy kind of guy.
Yeah.
And you have in mind what you want for a washer and dryer,
right.
And he has a price point. And I've seen people argue, I'm sure you did too when you worked there, about, well, it's only, we get a rebate on this, doesn't matter, it's too much, it's not in our budget.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a part of, I have to buy this thing, I need this thing.
Right.
It's not a luxury item, so let me buy the best thing that I can. So you have to buy something that you need, and then you have to negotiate with your partner. Not fun.
You got to do that before you go into the store, though.
Yeah, I guess so. A lot of people don't.
You have to just come in with your dollar amount, what you're going to pay, and that's it. Burden is on the store. If you're not going to give me this for this price, I'll walk out. And then you have to be okay with saying, hey, we didn't get for that price, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Then they make the choice. Well, do I want this sale to walk out of the door? Or am I willing to go in the price alone?
Yeah, because you've been on both sides.
I've been on both sides of it.
You
have to put the burden on the seller.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to do that. A lot of people talking about they don't like shopping for groceries. I got to tell you, once I became an adult, one of my favorite things was being able to go to a grocery store and being able to choose all of my things. Like, anything I want.
Your mom's not going, don't have that, Jamal.
Yeah. No-frill cereal. I'm getting the brand cereal. I'm getting my cereal. I'm getting my favorite meat. I like that frozen pizza with those toppings. I think grocery shopping is, like, one of the best things to shop.
I think when you have to do it for a chore and you're feeding a family of 6.
I can imagine.
And you're going, okay, like, little, you know, Caitlin doesn't like, avocados, and little Jamar doesn't like apples, and you're just trying to figure it out, and it's not a fun thing. It's, a chore to do. For finicky kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I also see a lot of parents grocery shopping with their kids in the cart with them, trying to, like, wrangle the kids while they grab stuff and throw it in the cart, and that's when the new in-store pickup is so handy.
Oh, I haven't done that yet, but those look good.
Mm-hmm.
You do everything at home, online, click a button, get there, pick it up.
Done.
Yeah. Done.
I'll tell you, it's adorable, though, and you'll have to do this with Kofi.
Sure.
When they have little carts for the little kids to push besides the mom and the dad cart. It's adorable.
It is cute.
It's really cute. So enjoy that moment,
because
it's only going to last for, like, one aisle.
It's the E-Talk Entertainment Update. And if you watch E-Talk, you are not a stranger of Tyrone Edwards.
You're not a fan. No, if you watch E-Talk,
you're a big fan, but you're not a stranger to Tyrone Edwards.
Welcome back, Jamar.
I know, right? So the mouth is still getting ramped up there. So I've been perusing on Netflix, and it looks like there's a ramp up for Eddie Murphy. Comedians in cars getting coffee with him and Jerry Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like peppered in the news and media a lot. So it looks like it is all leading up to hopefully him getting back on stage.
Well, I just love the fact that Eddie Murphy is again popular, and people are starting to dig up a lot of his old stuff and
right.
understand what the hype is about. And then with the story that I'm about to tell you, Saturday Night Live announces some new hosts and musical guests. If we skip to the New Year's Eve, December 31st.
Sure.
Eddie Murphy, man.
He's going to host.
That's huge.
That is
he hasn't hosted in 35 years.
That is amazing. I just remember when he was a regular fixture on that show.
Right, exactly.
And all the great characters that he had. And I know he does Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Mr. Roberts' Neighborhood or something like that?
Yeah.
Which got me to thinking that because of Tom Hanks doing Mr. Rogers, wouldn't it be funny if Tom Hanks showed up as Mr. Rogers on that show?
Well, maybe they're thinking like that.
I
don't know. We'll see. Maybe you send an email.
That's a very expensive episode.
Yeah, very expensive. I mean, but look they're starting off with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's good.
And Billie Eilish. Now, she's the biggest thing.
She's having
period.
A killer moment, right?
And like, I was at Coachella this past year, and when it was her time to perform, it was pandemonium,
right? Wow.
Like actual pandemonium. And if I'm being honest, I didn't even know who she was, really. That was my first time seeing her, hearing her, but she was.
Here's what's crazy. I went to London a couple months ago to DJ an event, and the week before, Caitlin's on the air going, "Yo, Billie Eilish, Billie Eilish." I'm like, okay, whatever. Land in London, billboards everywhere for Billie Eilish.
I was like, she's number one right now. She is like the biggest thing right now.
I love that song. Yeah.
And then following week, we've got Taylor Swift and David Harbour. You know who David Harbour is? That's the father of 11 on Stranger Things. I love Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is
Marilyn's looking at me like, why are you so excited? But I'm like, no, I'm obsessed with Stranger
Things.
He's
good.
Is he? Okay. Yeah, all right.
I love that show so much. And I wear all the clothes and I have the shoes. Anyways. Ed Sheeran.
Come on.
Yeah. So he's not currently getting the royalties for Shape of You. I've got a gentleman by the name of Sam Shockery who is fighting Ed Sheeran over allegations that the songwriter copied the chorus of Shape of You. But Ed Sheeran is actually responding saying, hey, you're damaging my reputation and blocking revenue streams. So he denies it completely. Yeah. But until then, the royalties are frozen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean,
well, they both have a case and they're both sticking to what they have to say about that.
Yeah, and it seems like it's pretty serious if they're going to actually go as far as freezing his royalties.
Right.
I don't know. Me personally, if I'm working, I'm doing the job, I want my money.
Right.
So Sam Shockery, boy, you better have something legit.
You better.
Yeah.
Or
it's going to cost you for wasting my time.
It's going to go all to the lawyers anyway. Hey, Tyrone, nice to see you this morning.
You too.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Good morning, guys. Thanks, Jamar, for that warm welcome.
E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Everybody's watching E-Talk.
You don't listen to this show enough. I say 30% of my words are incorrect. But thank you.
Where's Mitch?
Yeah. Well,
please forgive him.
Okay.
Because he did not mean it that way.
I
okay.
love you, Jamar.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know.
Before I get to the VMAs, let me very, very quickly blow through as many other trending stories as I can in 30 seconds. Okay, Curtis?
Yeah.
All right, start the bell. The Canadian government has committed to spending $1 billion to fight transit congestion in the GTA. The beer store will be open on Labor Day in Ontario for the first time ever.
Wow!
Eddie Murphy is returning to SNL for the first time in 35 years to host on December 21st. And pumpkin spice latte season is here. And if you think it's too early for a pumpkin spice latte, they have cold brews for you now, too.
380 calories if you get a grande. Just saying.
There you have it.
Time to spare.
Look at that!
Wow.
I can do it.
Well,
word
done.
Economy.
Yeah, so there you go. Now to last night's MTV Video Music Awards, which are the big trending story this morning. So if you can believe it, some trophies were actually handed out between the performances. Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande took home 3 awards each. Taylor Swift and K-pop boy band BTS each won 2. And Taylor's video for You Need to Calm Down won Video of the Year. Now, she opened the show performing that song. But then she moves on to her much slower, but still very catchy single, Lover.
Here's the hook.
There is not a single person, not a set of shoulders in the entire audience that aren't swaying. Mm-hmm. And I predict that that is going to be fall wedding season first dance song of the year. Mason jars, oh, wow, and twinkling lights, and we're all in a barn.
And are you really listening to the lyrics? Because that's the first dance for the bride and groom, not the father and daughter dance.
Of course, that's
okay,
what I'm talking about.
Let's be clear about
that.
Okay.
I'm talking about first dance couple.
Nice, all
yeah.
right.
Yep, so other major trending performances were the Jonas Brothers, yeah, Lizzo, Missy Elliott, I think probably had the best performance of the night, I want to say.
I don't know. You like Miley.
I really like Miley. We're going to get to her. But okay. Missy was there, and she, you know, remember the little girl who was in her music video for Work It? I think her name was Allison Stoner.
The one with the pigtails.
Yes. Yes.
Breakdance and popping a lock, and she did her thing.
So she took the stage again 17 years later. She can really still dance. She's fantastic.
She was crazy.
Yeah, she was good. And Missy's new single actually sounds amazing. Throw it back in case you want to give it a listen. Now to Miley. Miley is trending, of course. She's fresh off her split from Liam Hemsworth, and she wasn't going to even attend the VMAs because she wasn't nominated, but she showed up to perform her new breakup single, Slide Away.
Slide away.
Yeah.
Slide away back to the ocean.
That's,
you know, there are many
did
more fish in the sea.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, Caitlin Carter, her girlfriend, was there last night. They were seen kissing before she performed. But Miley has been tossing a lot of Liam Hemsworth's personal belongings from the home that they shared. According to a source, she's thrown out so many of his favorite things, from framed photos and signed posters to designer clothes and jewelry. But they do say a lot of it has gone to Goodwill.
No,
a breakup, everybody.
She's tossing them back to the ocean.
Slide away. Yeah.
Kijiji?
No Kijiji. She doesn't need it.
No.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.